Bible reading number 324, Romans 6, verses 1 through 23. Dying to sin. Paul wrote these words, "So what should our answer be? Should we continue living in sin so that God's gracious love will increase? Never. How could we live in sin anymore? We died to it. You know that all of us were immersed, or baptized, into Christ Jesus. Don't you know that we were immersed into his death? So, through immersion, we were buried with him into death. Christ was raised from death through the glory of the Father. In the same way, we will live a new life. Because, since we have been planted with Christ, dying as he died, we will also be raised to life with him. You know that our sinful lives were nailed to the cross with Christ, so that the body of sin would lose its power. No longer will we be slaves to sin. A person who dies has been set free from sin. Since we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. You know that Christ was raised from death, never to die again. Death does not rule over him anymore. This was the type of death he died. He died for sin, once for all. But the kind of life that he now lives is for God. In the same way, think of yourselves as being dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, don't let sin dominate your dying bodies. Don't obey the desires of your bodies. Don't allow the members of your body to be used as evil tools for sin. Instead, give yourselves to God as people who have come back to life from death. Use the members of your body as righteous tools for God. Sin must not rule over you, because you are not under the law. You are under God's gracious love. You are slaves to God. What does this mean? Should we sin because we are not under the law, but under God's gracious love? Never. Surely you know that you are slaves to whomever you offer yourselves to obey. The one you obey is your master. You could obey sin, which leads to death, or you could obey God. This leads to being righteous. But thank God that even though you were slaves of sin, you obeyed from the heart that pattern of teaching which you were given. And after you were set free from sin, you became slaves to righteousness. Because of your human weakness, I am speaking as a man, you once gave the members of your body to be slaves to moral impurity and to more and more sin. Now, in the same way, give the parts of your body to be slaves to righteousness for being holy. When you were slaves of sin, you were people who were free from the control of righteousness. So what benefit do you have from that time? You are ashamed of those things now. Those things will end up in death. But now that you have been set free from sin, you are slaves to God. You get something good for being holy. The goal is eternal life. The pay you get for sinning is death, but God's gift is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.